Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus, but God. But God. Yes. Hallelujah, all day. Still praising Yahweh. But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. Yeah. But God is full of love. Yeah. But God lives in me and above. But God. But God. Yeah. 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 But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God lives in me and above. But God. But God. I just listen to the track, yep. And let my mind wander, Lord, speak into my heart and let us feel it like thunder. Cause your creation wanna trip and keep running, they live, don't know what they talking about, wanna put on a shout. But I'm gonna represent you for all the time you spent to do what you had to and wanted to do. Do you keep it on the cool? But Satan got them fooled into thinking that you weak. Because you're so meek, so let me speak it back. Satan, you're so weak, we unique with this flow. Keeping it 100, looking for us, here we go. Kicking this gospel, closed doors to hearts, we come through windows of your soul. All while praising God, he sits on the throne.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God is in me and above. But God. But God. But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God is in me and above. But God.
But God.
But God. The agony of defeat is that you are unique. You came into the world more precious than a pearl. To a virgin at that, so Holy Ghost rip the track. Man, I ain't gon' hold back and I'm ready for the attack. Not born in a hospital, but it was right in the middle of a little barnyard. Man, that seems so odd, but we talking about God here. So lend me your ear, hear it real good, get it well understood. Jesus is alive, you can have your own opinion, but it really don't matter. He changed my life and he made me gladder. Like them blind men when they receive their sight, and I'm repping them to the full. You think I'm wrong, but I'm right,
right with this.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God lives in me and above. But God.
But God.
But God. But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
Right.
But God is never whack.
Hey.
But God ain't taking that.
Yep.
But God is full of love. But God lives in me and above. But God.
But God.
But God. But God, he got my back. So fools and Satan get back. It's the Christ upon his track, and with his power I attack. He wasn't a punk or a coward. Listen as he devours this man-made track. This ain't no broke back.
Standing
straight and tall like God made all y'all. Oh, he pointing fingers, but I'm pointing at the fall.
At the fall.
So watch your thinking attitude. Yeah. Jesus came to give you joy and a peaceful mood. This is soul food. I ain't trying to be rude. Just telling you about this dude. You can read it in Jude. Jesus is the Lord and Jesus be the truth. So knock that out the park. OG
Beirut.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
That right.
But God is never whack.
Yeah.
But God ain't taking that.
Hallelujah.
But God is full of love. But God lives in me and above. But God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
But
God is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
But
God is full of love. But God lives in me and above. But God.
Get it right.
But God.
Yeah. What's up? True Life here.
Yeah.
A lot of questions.
Yeah.
I'm not the Lord, but I do have some answers because I do read his word.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk, we can do it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
My mission here today is to make sure that everything stays clear, everything stays secure. This session I will answer some questions, and when I'm done, hope some will trust there like the perfection. what you've been in past. I wanna erase doubt, yeah, we look different, but from the inside out, we all twins. Cause since this life began, we needed somebody to pay our price for sin. I wanna know why people are so mean. I wanna know the difference in rich and poor people. I wanna know why do the good die young. I wanna know why the poor Emmett Till was hung. I wanna know, is it wrong for me to touch my girl? I wanna know, did Satan really rule this world? I wanna know why they enslaved my people. I wanna know, are all men created equal? Firstly, our hearts are dirty, bloodthirsty. Rather kill a man than lend a hand, we're hurting. To most people, cash makes you who you are. But you can ask the biggest, richest star, are they really, really happy with all they've got? 9 out of 10 are still searching and will tell you they're not. God gives life, that means he can also take it. We can't choose the time, he's got a patent, he made it. Which brings me to a topic I've hated for years. Even brought me to tears till God made it so clear. The young boy died cause someone lied. Our hearts are dark, man, and that's the reason why. Be careful cause touching leads to feeling, and feelings lead to feelings that suggest the need for sexual healing. Sex is meant for married people, so no matter what, no ring, no situation is equal. Satan knows the heart of man, but don't get it twisted. He too is just a part of the plan, and so is people being beaten, shackled and lassoed. Those who had the power made others' lives a hassle. And yes, we're created equal, we come from dust and all thought with a heart that's evil. I just put the canvas up on the easel, but hold tight cause I'ma paint a picture. I wanna know, man, why does God hate me?
I wanna know,
why did he even make me?
I wanna know,
tell me why am I here?
I wanna know,
is Jesus real, is he near?
I wanna know,
why are there so many religions?
I wanna know,
when I get this, why I forgive him?
I wanna know,
tell me is heaven real?
I wanna know,
if I say no, what's the deal? The Lord doesn't hate you, he hates the sin that dwells. Cause ever since Adam fell, the ones he created to chill with and call children have long since been all about themselves. You're here because he's giving you a chance to accept his son's hand for eternal romance. Check the history book, he's the one to do it. Died and rise and got the holes to prove it. The trees you see and the air you breathe didn't happen, those are compliments of the king. And because they can't touch your feelings, they create states of spirituality to try and reveal. The Lord is the only one perfect who's living. Without forgiveness, remember there will be no forgiving. Heaven is a place and not a state of mind, but needs an access pass given by the divine. You have the option to decline invitation, but then why engage in this conversation? You have the option to decline invitation, but then why engage in this conversation?
I wanna know, 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 I wanna know.
Me could see that we were breeder from the line. Now you and me should be eager to please the one that signed ya. To come to earth, he certainly knew he would find us. Now we go toward him, the world we leave behind us. Kick up your feet, grab a seat at his diner. He'll dine ya, this time recline ya. His people feast, they eat in his recliners. Just sit back, there'll be no need for a timer. Don't rush your shell. Your spills are coming from his grill. You should be still, don't scat. Don't go, don't roll, don't roll, don't walk. Don't rap, rap. Let him take it beneath the surface. Beyond the altar call, altar we defeat the purpose. We can't get it all in a weekly service. He's just too deep for walking with he who's perfect.
I wanna go deeper, yeah. I wanna go deeper,
yeah.
I wanna go deeper.
You know you're invited, right?
I wanna go deeper, I wanna go deeper, I wanna go deeper.
Where the soul is ignited,
I wanna go deeper
in your way,
deeper
in your truth, to the place where there's no more me and no more.
I wanna go deeper.
One thing I'm certain of, there used to be a curtain. If you wanted rightness, you assumed you had the word.
All sin.
You knew what was true when they brought the law in. You used to have to jump the hoops like a dolphin. This would happen often. The priest that got their calls when his essence is ad infinitum, ad nauseum. You figured you died, you even saw some of what he's lost, son. Because he's awesome. Plus, got a glory brighter than all sun. Burn your cornea and retina like an awesome. But just remember with the cross comes an invitation to enter the inner court.
I wanna go deeper, yeah. I wanna go deeper,
yeah.
I wanna go deeper.
You know you're invited, right?
I wanna go deeper, I wanna go deeper, I wanna go deeper.
Where the soul is ignited,
I wanna go deeper in your way,
deeper in your truth, to the place where there's no more me and no more.
I wanna go deeper, I wanna go deeper, I wanna go deeper, I wanna go deeper.
Come on!
Ha. So there it is.
Pushing Jesus to Christ,
none other than Jesus,
promoting his way of life, his way of thinking. Now we just say, sister,
grow on, grow on,
my man,
grow on,
get it done,
get a
comprehensiveness, total package, his power's made it all available.
Now you and I can live this thing, don't forget that Hebrews 6:1, it's waiting, and that's why we shout, shout. It's all about him, y'all.
Yeah.
Till the next time.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to say hallelujah because you deserve the praise. I mean, I look back on life and I really can't understand what you was doing when you did it, but I know you knew, so.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, praise to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, my praise to you. Hallelujah to you, grateful is your servant. Been back around the way and most places look deserted. Faces unfamiliar, place to really change. People are different, can't replace us with a name. Old friends are gone, deceased are the lot. They put townhouses on what used to be the block. Not saying it was cursed, but I can still remember nights. Living back on Millet, feeling something isn't right. And mama used to pray for protection on the house. And when there came a drama, you're the one that kept them out. Not everything was bad, but for me it tipped the scale. They tried to count me out because I felt it was in jail. But I refused to fail, got out and tried again. And you ain't never left me, not even in my sin. And you begin to show me that the old me had to die. Cause I got work to do for you and that's the reason why. Hallelujah, Lord, amazing is your name. I wanna praise you cause you saved me from the grave. You made new when you erased away the pain. We all different but the creator is the same. Hallelujah, Lord, amazing is your name. I wanna praise you cause you saved me from the grave. You made new when you erased away the pain. We all different but the creator is the same. Things is looking different, my eyes ain't got the blinders. You show me that it's you who blew just as a reminder. So hallelujah to you, my praise is not enough. But I just gotta praise you cause you brought me through some stuff. And I won't mention instances cause they gon' think I'm bragging. I'm blessed beyond measures, more than I could have imagined. My future's supernatural, the heavens is my home. I know I mentioned Millet, the connection there is gone. My past is static patterns of anger and deceit.
mostly from decisions of me hanging in the street. My journey is a journey that's designed from the beginning. I chose a life of losing when you made my life a winning. And I don't got regrets because you corrected what was needed. Promised afterlife with you in Christ and I believe it. A born again sinner who repented for his past. Please forgive me for my sins and protect me from attack. Hallelujah, Lord, amazing is your name. I want to praise you because you saved me from the grave. You made me new and you erased away the pain. We all different but the Creator is the same. Hallelujah, Lord, amazing is your name. I want to praise you because you saved me from the grave. You made me new and you erased away the pain. We all different but the Creator is the same.
Ghetto Gospel ENT, you know me, man. Young G, let's go. Hey, I was looking for a brighter day, and then you sent the sunshine my way. That's why I fall to my knees and I pray. Let me see, hey, what more can I say? You've been good to me ever since my first birthday. So if I ask for anything else, I'm being selfish. And I keep thanking you cause I can't help it. See, I'm knowing what it feels like to feel pain, and I be hoping I don't have to face it again. Lord, save me, this world got me crazy, trying to enslave me. Got me underwater like the Navy, or maybe I'm in combat just like the Army. God, I need strength for everything that's trying to harm me. I'm one of the few in the prowl like the Marines. As long as you be with me, I can conquer anything. I mean, I'm like the Air Force, I'm ready to drop lyrical bombs on the whole world from up top.
It don't stop until I get giving all that I've got, cause I know he watching me from up top.
That's right,
hey. I know he watching me from way up top. It don't stop until I give in all that I've got, cause I know he watching me from up top.
That's right, I know he watching me from way up top. A lot of times I sit back and I just reminisce. I never dreamed I would ever turn into this. This type of dude spitting flames through your stereo. Now I'm the truth in the booth, but you don't hear me though. You see, I never imagined I would be so gifted. Fascinated by my favorite rappers, floating and shifted. I started rapping and I ain't stopped yet. Got people telling me I'm hot when I ain't warmed up yet. And I bet I can be better if I keep on trying. Keeping God number one and staying on my grind. In due time, I'ma shake the sin that's holding me back. And I'ma be completely free. You got a problem with that? Oh, I ain't think so, but I don't really care what you think though. Could be a few things, but one thing I ain't though. And that's the man that's focusing on man. I could be wrong, but I don't think that that was in God's plan.
It don't stop until I give in all that I've got, cause I know he watching me from up top.
That's right, hey. I know he watching me from way up top.
It don't stop until I give in all that I've got, cause I know he watching me from up top.
I know we watching me from way up top. I could be any place in this world doing anything. Without God, ain't no telling what this world will bring. I could be throwing sets up, banging heavily. But instead, I got my mind on living heavily. Yeah, that's right, no disrespect to your sets, dawg. I'm only trying to keep the kids from being next, dawg. To do a prison bid older than them. Following in G's footsteps older than them. And I know how it is growing up in the hood. Trying to do it like they do it cause it look all good. Let it be known, little homie, that it ain't all good. You take more risks than it's worth, let's get that understood. Hey, you better off standing strong, doing your own thing. You could be anything, you can make the world change. And it don't matter where you came from or none of that. Whatever you trying to do, just put I can in front of that.
It don't stop until I give in all that I've got, cause I know he watching me from up top.
That's right, hey. I know he watching me from way up top.
It don't stop until I give in all that I've got, cause I know he watching me from up top.
That's right, I know he watching me from way up top. It don't stop. Hey, look here, man, I don't care who you is and what you doing right now. I need you to peep game right quick, you feel me? It's Young G, man.
That's right, I know he watching me from way up top. It don't stop.
He watching you too, man. It don't matter where you been, what you going through. We ain't restricted to the corners on the block no more, you dig me? We ain't restricted to the prison bars no more, you feel me? It's Young G, man, and let me prophesy to you right quick. I prophesy that everybody listen to this right now. It's gonna make a change, it's gonna stir up something in your system. It's gonna put something inside your heart. It's gonna decree you to be better. You know what I mean?
Y'all ready?
Hey, babe, tell the kids to keep it down. I'm recording.
Off tour,
yeah.
Back up in the lab again. Get to cooking, yep, going ham again. Flow like a battering ram or a man in a van crashing into they whack rappers sedan, cause I'm mad at them. Tell them it's a rap, welcome to the rap laminate. Sever the cabbage of any rapper, hell in the Baphomet.
Yeah.
You can't stomach the subject matter we handle. If you did manage it, it'd probably shatter your abdomen, dog. I hear y'all sucking y'all teeth when you hear Christian rap like the son of God sweet. Boy, if I come at y'all, you know what I could've done to y'all. If I wanted, dog, wouldn't none of y'all eat.
Real talk.
Broken the game like a cat burglar, the rap Nat Turner with a habit to wrap circles around you. But you never heard of me, so I understand when you laugh. But just know I can murder these rap cats that you have heard of.
Yeah.
The hardest part of this is not to bury you. Part of me don't want it, but the other part is daring you.
Daring you.
Feeling froggy, take a leap like a skydiver. I promise I'ma catch your body like a parachute.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is keeping it positive, even with guarding it. If not, there'd be more people involved in it. Just know this not hip-hop in a lesser form. It's truth music, harder to make, but it's better for them.
Yeah.
I could have been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chilling, lucky you. I could have been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got bad. Tight, lucky you.
Yeah.
If I just feel like they just had to know,
no.
And realize that if I wanted I could go,
go.
Kill everything on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you. Hi guys, I've arrived, it's me, the Bible guy. I was only trying to shine this little light of mine, trying to give sight to blind, trying to rewire minds line for line so they could be everything God designed. Why would guys try me like I couldn't if I decide to put them in dirt and give them this work 9 to 5? Rifle at the Eiffel, willing and ready to snipe at any guy you idolize, bombing like I am Mike Witt, Al-Qaeda type fist, kill a rival with this mic of mine, simple as pile driving a knife into a slice of pie, and not the MacGyver type, Michael Myers side, every line of his this binder of mine could be homicide. See, I've been cool, but you've been doing too much lately, thinking you can play me like I'm some tuba and ukulele. Better watch how you be doing that newborn Jewish baby. I could do to you for him what Slim would do to you for Haley.
Don't do it.
I'm telling y'all, I've been hella calm lately. Don't get your head neck and all severed on HD. Reppin' God in heaven, y'all can never Kanye me. You ain't got the answers, so you can never sway me. I still rep what I've been reppin', it's God gang.
Gang.
I kill flesh with a big weapon, I'm John Wayne.
Yeah.
God over money, boy, we don't come to work to play.
Oh,
you thought Christian rap was soft, you gon' learn today.
Yeah.
I could have been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chillin', lucky you. I could have been on that side, lucky you.
Yeah.
But the flow got baptized, lucky you.
Yeah.
Forgive, I just feel like they just had to know.
No.
And realize that if I wanted, I could go.
Go.
Kill everything on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. We here now. We here now. We here now. We here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, dead or living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't changed.
Yeah.
Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us.
Uh-huh.
You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish or Mike.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church.
True church.
Well, we are church, we don't just do church. pray for the feeble and soil clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work, yeah. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master, the white men invented, huh? Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Dear Father, we thank you for bringing us to this point in our lives. And as a people, please continue to lead and guide us all the way through and with you. In Jesus' name.
My prayer.
Amen.
Y'all ready?
Yeah. This for the scientists that claim that they found Jesus' bones, and for the dudes that want to keep claiming that they Jesus walking on the earth. First of all, it takes faith with this walk with our Savior. Okay? Not no concrete evidence. It takes faith.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You want to get rid of Jesus? Is that what you're trying to do? You want to get rid of Jesus? Yeah, right. You want to get rid of Jesus? Yeah, right. Jesus really don't please us. Yeah, right. And he really don't see us. Yeah, right. You got it all figured out, huh? Yeah, right. You want to get rid of Jesus? Yeah, right. Jesus really don't please us. Yeah, right. And he really don't see us. Yeah, right. You got it all figured out, huh? Yeah, right. Look, you got it all wrong if you think I'ma sing Jesus another sad love song. This is where I belong. I'm in his bosom, right where God wants me to be. Thank you for opening my eyes so I can clearly see. I see all the evil attacks from the enemy, but I'm pro-Christ, so the enemy ain't no friend for me. Destroy Jesus, you're right. You couldn't do it then. Now you in this day and age like you got a chance to win. Everybody screaming out God, but won't scream out Jesus. Satan trying to do what he can, so we don't believe this. Receive this. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Believe it or not, there's no other way except through Christ. You wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right. Jesus really don't please us. You're right. And he really don't see us. You're right. You got it all figured out, huh? You're right. You wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right, the devil's already defeated, and Jesus won't be. He conquered death, got out that grave because of you and me. I love him too, I'ma live for him until the day that I die. The world is crazy, we'll understand it better by and by. They say if you wanna preach Jesus, then go to church. But Jesus says go into the world where most of my people are hurt. They say one final blow will destroy Jesus all the way. Just don't forget that Jesus' father might have something to say. I'm his brother saying something, got more brothers and sisters. Hope he have even more because of some of you listeners. Don't forget, Christ died for us so we can live for him. Just come to him as you are because he won't condemn. You wanna get rid of Jesus? You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right, you wanna get rid of Jesus. You're right, Jesus really don't please us. You're right, and he really don't see us. You're right, you got it all figured out, huh? You're right.
My sin is like a fire, you drowned in New Orleans. Thank you for the grace that you're pouring on this orphan. I was dead in the womb, abortion. If sin is like a river, I was swimming with the current. Indentured to my sin had me working like a servant. Foul and decrepit, wild and I was reckless. Sin had me chained up like Mr. T necklace. He cracked my chest and broke my heart, surgery. Now I die to self, but if I don't, Lord, murder me. On my own, I won't hold the line. Sanctify the soul of mine, he's on the grind like overtime. So now I spit with bolder lines. He guides my feet and shapes my will, sovereign. He guides the sheep and hates the wolves who try to slaughter him. A broken heart that's torn apart is what he's offering. But when you die, eternal life's a part of it. Heaven, yeah, a place where you would like to go. But I hope you haven't overhyped the show. Cause if luxury is the only reason you would like to go, then trust me, you won't see it when your eyes are closed. You'll have to adjust your flight plan to a place where you scream a lot. Hype man, if you're prideful, adjust your height. Mic stand, face down is how you might land in the place where your face will be burned way worse than a slight tan. Of his glory, he hasn't been robbed, except when he was on a tree like Mississippi, lynch mob. So don't hold contempt against God, Nimrod.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you being here. Do you have your faith in God yet? Do you have your faith in God yet? It's 2021, you still ain't got faith in God, or do you have your faith in Him? And all this stuff that's been going on since 2020, do you have your faith in God yet? Did you know that you need God in your life in order for your life to have purpose? Did you know that you need God, the one that created you, for His purpose? Did you know that you need God in your life in order for your life to have purpose, in order for your life to have meaning? Got to be acknowledging God. If you're not, you're living in vain. Living that vain life. I don't care how much money you got, how much degrees, how many cars, houses, success, whatever. It's all vanity if you ain't got God in that thing. Mm-hmm. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Thanks for being here. We get our faith in God from His Word. We get our faith in God from His Word. That's how we get faith in Him. From His words, reading His words, spending time with Him through His word, Him teaching us and giving us the understanding of His word, yeah, through His Holy Spirit. So we get our faith in God from His word, the Holy Bible. No other book like that. The Bible is the only book that's living. Yeah, it's living. It's alive. Okay? So we come together and we feed our faith in God even more by studying His word together for a few hours here on these Teaching Tuesdays. Hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Hip-hop and Jesus, you know. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. You gotta watch what you're hearing, all right? When you do what you hear God saying, it leads you to live a successful life God's way. When you do what you hear God saying, when you do what you hear God saying or God telling you to do, it leads you to live a successful life God's way. Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Jesus is coming. And like the Spirit says, come, Lord Jesus. All for God's glory. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us throughout the day. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for everything that you are doing in our lives. Thank you for every opportunity that you present to us, every door that you open for us. Father, I pray that we take advantage of every opportunity that you present to us. And I pray that we walk through every door that you open for us and we start operating and doing your will, Father. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Father, in our lives as it is in heaven. Father, forgive us for our shortcomings, our flaws, and iniquities, and transgressions, and sins. Forgive us, Father. But we all have sinned, and we fall short of your glory. So, Father, we ask you to forgive us. And not only do we ask you to forgive us because we're confessing, so we're asking you to renew, creating us a clean heart, excuse me, and renew a right spirit within us, Father, so that we can please you and that we can continue to please you. Thank you for your scriptures and the understanding of them, and thank you for leading us and guiding us into all of the truth. Let us hear what you are saying, and let us do what you are telling us to do. Yes, Father, let us have faith and works, which is alive. Get all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, we up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you being here. Yeah, today we on that Teaching Tuesdays Hip Hop Bible Study. Little buddy, you know how I go. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. So with that being said, the scriptures for tonight, and you can go ahead and turn here, and I'll meet you there in a few. Part one will be 2 Samuel chapter 19. That's part one, so you can go ahead and turn to 2 Samuel. Make sure it's Samuel with the 2 in front of it. So 2 Samuel, and then find the big 19 after that. 2 Samuel chapter 19. And wait for me. We're going to start at verse 1. Part two will be Jeremiah chapter 13. Jeremiah chapter number 13. And part three, last week we finished all of the New Testament as far as our Bible study goes. So we finished all, we went through from Matthew all the way to Revelation in our Bible studies. Since we've been doing Bible study for the last, about 7 years, I guess. Maybe 8, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so we did finish the New Testament. So for part three, we will be starting back over in Matthew. Okay, we're going to start back over in the Gospels. We're going to stay in these Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So we'll be back in Matthew and starting at chapter 1 for part 3 for this hip-hop Bible study, this Teaching Tuesdays. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. All right? With that being said, let's go to 2 Samuel chapter number 19. Appreciate everybody tuning in. All right? Contact When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com if you got a question for your homie Oasis. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com to contact your homie Oasis. Alright, appreciate you again tuning in. 2 Samuel chapter number 19 is where we're going. 2 Samuel chapter 19. Let me read this card here before we get into 2 Samuel. Read this inspirational card talking about the forgiveness of sin. And it says, if we confess our sins, yeah, confess your sins unto God. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us. He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if we confess, he's going to be faithful, because he is faithful and he is righteous, and he's going to forgive our sins and he's going to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's a good God. Yeah, somebody say, I got a good God. I got a good Father. Get to know God as Father. No religion will let you get to know God as Father. Even Christianity will let you talk about God as Father, but you still won't experience him being your Father until you submit to God and resist the devil and make him flee. You know what I'm talking about? Be led by the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. Alright? So, let's go. 2 Samuel chapter 19 and David is still mourning for Absalom. Absalom was his son, but Absalom let that evil take over him, and he was trying to overtake David and his throne and all that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Yeah, it's just not put in us to you know, beat our parents or disrespect our parents, especially when you got good parents. So Absalom was trying to run up on David, and David was ordained by God. Like, bruh. you tripping. You see, it's, our God is a consuming fire. So, and he hears our, you know, he understands our thoughts. He hears everything, even if we don't see it. So while people are plotting and planning on you, and you and you, yeah, on us, his people, yeah, God right there. And he will intervene. He is going to intervene. As a matter of fact, he already working it out for us. So 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 1 says, and Joab was told, behold, the king is weeping and mourning for Absalom. That's his son. So the victory that day was turned into mourning for all the people. For the people heard it, said that day, the king is grieved for his son. So instead of it being a victory and a celebration, it was a mourning because that still was David's son. And he really didn't want him killed. I don't know what he was going to do to him. Maybe they would have talked or what have you and worked it out. Right? But it didn't work out like that. Verse 3, 2 Samuel, chapter 19, verse 3 says, and the people stole back into the city. They went back into the city that day as people who are ashamed steal away when they flee in battle. So they went back as, you know, people being ashamed. Mm. Verse 4 says, but the king covered his face, and the king cried out with a loud voice, oh, my son, Absalom. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son. Then Joab came into the house to the king and said, today you have disgraced all your servants who today have saved your life, the lives of your sons and daughters, the lives of your wives, and the lives of your concubines. So you are disgracing us. They saved, not only did they save your life, they saved the lives of your children and your wives and your concubines, right? Verse 6 says, in that day, you love your enemies and hate your friends. Wow. Okay, it says, in that, you love your enemies and hate your friends. For you have declared today that you regard neither princes nor servants. For today, I perceive that if Absalom had lived and all of us had died today, then it would have pleased you well. Now, this is somebody else talking to David. Okay? Verse 7 says, now, therefore, arise, go out and speak comfort to your servants. For I swear by the Lord, if you do not go out, not one will stay with you this night. And that will be worse for you than all the evil that has befallen you from your youth until now. Verse 8 says, then the king arose and sat in the gate, and they told all the people, saying, there is the king sitting in the gate. So all the people came before the king, for everyone of Israel, and fled to his tent. For everyone of Israel had fled to his tent. So it says, so all the people came before the king, and he's sitting in the gate. That means he's sitting in the entrance of the gate, where it opens and closes at. That's where he's sitting there, right? And he's sitting in the gate, because we think, you know, gate, how you going to sit in the gate? Yeah, okay, he, where it opens at, all right. 2 Samuel chapter number 19, verse 9, says, now all the people were in a dispute throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, the king saved us from the hand of our enemies. He delivered us from the hand of the Philistines, and now he has fled from the land because of Absalom. Now, they not understanding that was David's son. Verse 10 says, but Absalom, whom we anointed over us, has died, and y'all the ones anointed him over y'all. See that? Verse 10, 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 10. Remember, some of Israel had went under Absalom, thought Absalom had a good idea to make him king, and then the rest of everybody else was under David. Because David is the king that God chose and God ordained. All right? So, yeah, you got things and people and occupations and whatever that people build, that man build. Then you got people that God build. Okay? 2 Samuel, chapter number 19, verse 10 says, but Absalom, whom we anointed over us, has died in battle. Now, therefore, why do you say nothing about bringing back the king? Why do you say nothing about bringing back the king? So King David sent to Zadok and Abiathar, the priest, saying, speak to the elders of Judah, saying, why are you the last to bring the king back to his house, since the words of all Israel have come to his very house? So with Judah, you got to find out what's going on with Judah. So we, verse number 12. 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 12 says, you are my brethren. You are my bone and my flesh. Why then are you the last to bring back the king? And say to Amasa, are you not bone and my flesh? God do so to me and more also, if you are not commander of the army before me continually in place of Joab. Okay. Now, let's see. Joab, he said something to David in verse 5. Now, David is saying that Amasa is going to take Joab's place. Let's go back to verse 13. So Joab is the one that said, today you have disgraced all your servants, right? And look like David about to replace him. Verse 13 says, and say to Amasa, are you not my bone and my flesh? God do so to me and more also, if you are not commander of the army before me continually in the place of Joab. Got to replace him. So he swayed the hearts of all the men of Judah, just as the heart of one man, so that they sent this word to the king. Return, you and all your servants. They sent that to the king. You return and all your servants. Right? Verse 15 says, then the king returned and came to the Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal to go to meet the king, to escort the king across the Jordan. And Shimei, the son of Gera, a Benjamite, who was from Bahurim, hurried and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. Verse 17, 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 17 says, there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, deep, and Ziba the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons, and his 20 servants with him, and they went over the Jordan before the king. Verse 18 says, then a ferry boat went across to carry over the king's household and to do what he thought good. All right. Let's turn the pages. Got a couple of pages here. So, hold on. Then a ferry boat went across to carry over the king's household and to do what he thought good. Now, Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king when he had crossed the Jordan. Then he said to the king, do not let my lord impute iniquity to me, or remember what wrong your servant did on the day that my lord the king left Jerusalem, that the king should take it to heart. For I, your servant, know that I have sinned. Okay? I, your servant, know that I have sinned. We got to see if this is if it's a real repentance, if it's genuine, or if it's a plot or something. Let's read, though. We in 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse, and he says, for I, your servant, know that I have sinned. Therefore, here I am, the first to come today of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, answered and said, shall not Shimei be put to death for this? Because he cursed the Lord's anointed? Shall we not put him to death because he cursed the Lord's anointed? Now, we read about it, and you might not remember, or you might do remember, but that's why it's important to, you know, study the whole word of God. Let's keep reading. 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 22 says, and David said, what have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should be adversaries to me today? Shall any man be put to death today in Israel? For do I not know that today I am king over Israel? I know I'm king over Israel today, right? Therefore the king said to Shimei, you shall not die. And the king swore to him. Okay? Now David is very forgiving. Okay? Forgive the right ones. Now Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and he had not cared for his feet, nor trimmed his mustache, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he returned in peace. Now, this is Mephibosheth. He's one of the ones that was lame or what have you, and David let him, and spared him. So he ain't been taking care of himself, though. All right? His feet messed up, his mustache messed up, his clothes dirty. You know what I'm saying? Verse 25 says, so it was when he had come to Jerusalem to meet the king that the king said to him, why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth? And he answered, my lord, O king, my servant deceived me. For your servant said, I will saddle a donkey for myself that I may ride on it and go to the king because your servant is lame. I mean, he can't move, right? Can't walk and stuff. And he has slandered your servant to my lord the king, but my lord the king is like the angel of God. Therefore, do what is good in your eyes. So they respect David, and they know that David is, you know, a man after God's own heart. Verse 28 says, for all my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king. Yet you set your servant among those who eat at your own table. Therefore, what right have I still to cry out any more to the king? See how he's very humble? What right do I have? Mm-hmm. Some people swear they privileged. Yeah, what right do I have? God don't own us, or don't owe us nothing. All right. So verse 29 says, so the king said to him, why do you speak any more of your matters? I have said you and Ziba divide the land. Then Mephibosheth said to the king, rather let him take it all, inasmuch as my lord the king has come back in peace to his own house. So let him take it all. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just happy that you're back. Verse 31 says, and Barzillai the Gileadite came down from Rogelim and went across the Jordan with the king to escort him across the Jordan. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, 80 years old, and he had provided the king with supplies while he stayed at Mahanaim, for he was a very rich man. Now, do you see that? A very rich man supplying David with his supplies. See, God supplies however he got to do it. We taught that we got to go out here and work for it, but then while we going out here and working for it, we ain't working our faith. See, the Bible tells us to have faith and then work your faith. Mm-hmm. Then you will be pronouncing J-O-B like Job, well, like Job instead of Job. You'll be pronouncing J-O-B like Job instead of Job. You know what I'm talking about? All right, we over here, 2 Samuel chapter 19. We'll get verse number 30. Let me read verse 32 again. Now, Barzillai was a very aged man, 80 years old, and he had provided the king with supplies while he stayed at Mahanaim, for he was a very rich man. And the king said to Barzillai, come across with me, and I will provide for you while you are with me in Jerusalem. But Barzillai said to the king, how long have I to live that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am today 80 years old. How long I got to live? I'm 80 years old. Can I discern between the good and bad? Can your servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Whoa, wow. Lost his taste. He old, man. Can I hear any longer the voice of singing men and singing women? Why then should your servant be a further burden to my lord the king? So he don't want to be a burden. He like, man, I'm old. I'm about to get up out of here. I can't even taste my food, bro. I can't even hear. My sight, my hearing is leaving. Taste gone, so them senses is leaving. Them five senses. Mm-hmm. So he didn't want to be a burden. Any true follower of Christ is not going to be a burden to you. Okay? Your servant, and if you're a true follower of Christ, I ain't got to tell you, you know not to be a burden. Verse 36 says, your servant will go a little way across the Jordan with the king, and why should the king repay me with such a reward? Why should the king repay me? See, he enjoyed giving. And David, he's a giver too. And so David said, I want to pay you back. But King, you know, but the elder one said, no, why? You got to pay me back no this great reward. All right, so 2 Samuel, chapter number 19, verse 37 says, please let your servant turn back again that I may die in my own city near the grave of my father and mother. But here is your servant, Shimham. Let him cross over with my lord the king and do for him what seems good to you. Now, see, this man is he know he old. He know he ain't got that much longer to live. And he's peaceful about it, too. He ain't turned to no grumpy old person. You see what I'm saying? He know that he's old. And he don't want to burden nobody. And he's sending somebody else instead. Shimham. And the king answered, Shimham shall cross over with me, and I will do for him what seems good to you. Now, whatever you request of me, I will do for you. Then all the people went over the Jordan. And when the king had crossed over, the king kissed Barzillai, and blessed him. And he returned to his own place. Verse 40. Says, now the king went on to Gilgal, and Shimham went on with him. And all the people of Judah escorted the king, and also half the people of Israel. Just then all the men of Israel came to the king and said to the king, why have our brethren, the men of Judah, stolen you away and brought the king, his household, and all David's men with him across the Jordan? So all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, because the king is a close relative of ours. Why then are you angry over this matter? Have we ever eaten at the king's expense? Or has he given us any gift? Why y'all jealous? Because we over here escorting the king and y'all ain't. You see what I'm saying? That's how people live. That's how it gets divided right there. That's why we have to be content. Godliness with contentment is great gain. They jealous. And because they, I guess they wanted to be the ones who brought the king over. But Judah is the one that brought him over. You see what I'm saying? Verse 43 says, and the men of Israel answered the men of Judah. Now remember, Judah and Israel, I'm talking about they all Israel, children of Israel, Judah included. Now, they even got divided though. And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, we have 10 shares in the king. Therefore, we also have more right to David than you. Look at them. Why then do you despise us? Were we not the first to advise bringing back our king? Yet the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel. In the next chapter, I'm just going to read one verse, I hope, or maybe two. Let's see. Chapter 20, verse 1 says, and there happened to be there a rebel, a rebellion whose name was, well, a rebel, I'm sorry, a rebel whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, we have no share in David, nor do we have inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tent, O Israel. So every man of Israel deserted David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah from the Jordan as far as Jerusalem remained loyal to the king, to their king. So Judah, now you see Israel is turning their back on David like they did anyway when they went to Absalom. And you see Judah is being loyal to David, King David, to the king. Remember, David is a king ordained by God, created by God, chosen by God, trained by God and everything. So that's the one. You want to stick with God, then you want to stick with the ones that God chose to bring that word to you, lead you into, you know, all of the truth. Okay? And to lead you into the kingdom. All right, so we'll pick back up in chapter 20 next time. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. And yeah, we on this Hip-Hop Bible Study. Teaching Tuesdays is what we call it too. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man, we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going into part number 2, which will be Jeremiah chapter 13, part 2. Jeremiah 13 when we come back. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. We'll be right back.
I decree that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe he rose on day three. So forget what the people say, reclaiming that Jesus.
My declaration, what? Declare the truth with no preservation. Holy Ghost loose, he done wrote my presentation. God shows up when he wants, chief with no reservation. Devil can't stop me though he coming with his accusations. Steadily be attacking my character with defamation. Man, so high above a God, I think I'm levitating. And while I'm speaking God word, angels be activating. Demons are evacuating, plans even calculating. What? For the millionth time, I done spoiled them. Got my fish in line, I'm a sword in.
Goes out to the whole world, but listen close, I rip Jesus the Christ, the Lord of hosts, the Messiah they knew all before we even birthed, the undisputed champ, so in him I boast, you don't hear that nowadays, they're saying they rep Christ, but really, they just treat him like a castaway, up in their private sector, yeah, they cherish him, but in the public eye, they be embarrassed of him, but not me, I refuse to let this cycle wander, I shall rep Christ louder than the sound of thunder, so this burden call me stupid, call me dumb, call me lame, cause I chose to represent Jesus' name. So we the truth safe know that he is yet alive, but the world just constantly want him dead. So we don't react with our fists hung in the air, but yet we respond with the cross up instead.
I declare and I decree that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe he rose on day three, so forget what the people say, reclaiming that Jesus. Claiming that Christ is the King of the Jews. Still claiming he died and he rose on the tomb. Plus one, still claiming he coming back soon. Still looked upon as the hypocritical conservative people who the world shouldn't listen to. You know about us, don't you? Well, it's a brand new nation I would like to introduce. A brand new breed, a brand new creed, a brand new love for the King of the Kings. Ex-convicts for murder to grand theft. They couldn't beat the hood, but instead of joining, they left. The people transform, and it's so amazing. Same people acting different like they two-faced it. Came bold to the throne of grace. Now listen to the chant as the people say. I declare and I decree that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe he rose on day three. So forget what the people say, reclaiming that Jesus.
Yo, there's no greater pain than the hurt you feel with nobody, I mean nobody believing you. I know a lot of heads all over the world can relate to what I'm saying right now. I'm a real joker like me, I've been down so long and so low, it's like all I know to trust is the dust, you feel me? And as a youngin', I wasn't the popular cat at all, nah, not me. You see, I was the punchline to every joke, for real. Yeah, but one thing I always had, and that was a desire to be great someday. For real, people is a funny thing, yo. And God, I ain't never seen with my eyes. But one thing I know for sure, I am all that I am because of who God is.
Simple as that, yo. No say. Now watch me.
Told you so.
Yeah, yeah, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Today's topic, well, we on this Hip Hop Bible Study. Yeah, Teaching Tuesdays Bible Study. The point is, we studying the Word of God. We feeding our faith. And he clearing our hearts and our spirits, renewing right spirit. And the right spirit within us. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, we feeding our faith. And we putting that action with it. We working our faith in God. All right? So, Bible study, we on it. We just finished part one, which was 2 Samuel chapter 19. Now we ready for part two, Jeremiah chapter 13. Let's go. Part two, Jeremiah chapter number 13. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Jeremiah chapter number 13. Let's get it. Jeremiah chapter 13. We starting at verse 1. Give you a few more seconds to get Jeremiah chapter 13. Jeremiah chapter 13. All right. Should have it by now. Sorry, I'm multitasking myself here. All right, Jeremiah chapter number 13, verse 1 says, "Thus the Lord said to me." Not the news said to me. Not the president said to me. Not the World Health Organization said to me. Not the Centers for Disease Control said to me. But we need to pay attention to what the Lord is saying to us. Take his word over everybody else's word, man. Be loyal to his word more than you are to those people's word. Thus says the Lord. Thus the Lord said to me, go and get yourself a linen sash and put it around your waist, but do not put it in water. So put it around your waist, but do not put it in water. So I got a sash according to the word of the Lord. I did it according to the word of the Lord. He's obeying. Are you obeying God? So I got a sash according to the word of the Lord and put it around my waist. And the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, so he told him to get the sash, he went and got it. And told him to put it around his waist, he put it around his waist, and he didn't do nothing else. And here come the Lord speaking again to give him the next steps. Verse 3, Jeremiah chapter 13, and the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, take the sash that you acquired, which is around your waist, and arise, go to the Euphrates. And hide it there in a hole in the rock. So I went and hid it by the Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me. Now it came to pass after many days that the Lord said to me, after many days, the Lord said to me, arise, go to the Euphrates, go to the Euphrates, and take from there the sash which I commanded you to hide there. Verse 7 says, then I went to the Euphrates and dug, and I took the sash from the place where I had hidden it, and there was the sash ruined. It was profitable for nothing. The sash, it was ruined. It was profitable for nothing. So it was ruined. It's no good now. Verse 8 says, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thus says the Lord, in this manner I will ruin the pride of Judah. In this manner I will ruin the pride of Judah. He didn't say I'm going to ruin Judah. He said I'm going to ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. Verse 10, Jeremiah chapter 13 says, this evil people who refuse to hear my words, this going to everybody who refusing to hear God's words, 2020, 2021, 2022, however long you do it. Thank you, y'all still going to sit up here and celebrate and enjoy life without God? Okay. It's serious business. Verse 10, here you go. This evil people who refuse to hear my words, they refuse to hear God's words, who follow the dictates of their hearts, there it is, and walk after other gods to serve them and worship them, shall be just like this sash, which is profitable for nothing. They're going to be just like this sash. Everybody who refuse to hear God's words, everybody who follow the dictates of their own hearts, walking after other gods instead of walking after the truth. Yeah. Living how you want to live instead of living the truth. Yeah, Jesus is the truth. Verse 11, Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 11 says, for as the sash clings to the waist of a man, so I have caused the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to cling to me. Remember, they were separated up there in 2 Samuel. So they look like they still separated. So I have caused the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to cling to me. I caused Israel and Judah to cling to me. Israel, God's people. Judah, that's God's praising people. Praising people. So God said, I caused them all to cling to me, to hold on to me, says the Lord, that they may become my people for renown and for praise and for glory, but they would not hear. Renown is a state of being widely proclaimed. That's that fame. Yeah, honored like they do these celebrities. God trying to honor them like that, but they didn't want to hear them. Let's read verse 11 again. For as the sash clings to the waist of a man, so I have caused the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to cling to me. Just like that sash clinging to their waist, right? Says the Lord, that they may become my people. Yeah, that they may become my people so that God can show off and proclaim you widely. Yeah. So they can become my people for renown. That's what renown is. Proclaim widely. Honor you. Okay? He going to honor you. Right? If you listen. So he did it for honor and for praise and for glory, but they would not hear. They wouldn't hear him. 2020 came, with coronavirus came in 2020, and people still ain't hearing him till this day, and it's 2021. They show hearing vaccine. They hearing that, but they not hearing the still small voice that was in control before the coronavirus and that was in control before they came out with this non-working vaccine. All right. So we in Jeremiah chapter 13. Verse 12 says, therefore you shall speak to them this word. Speak to them this word. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, every bottle shall be filled with wine, and they will say to you, do we not certainly know that every bottle will be filled with wine? Then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings who sit on David's throne, the priests, prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. God said he's going to make them drunk. And trust me, when God make them drunk like that, they're not going to like it because they the ones that didn't hear him. It's different. It's a difference when you get what they used to call drunk in the Holy Spirit. Yeah, drunk with the Holy Spirit, yeah. This is a difference right here. God going to make them watch this. He's going to fill it up with wine, right? Verse 12, Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 12. Therefore, you shall speak to them this word. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, every bottle shall be filled with wine, and they will say to you, do we not certainly know that every bottle will be filled with wine? Like you telling us something. We know it's going to be filled with wine, right? Look at the next verse, Jeremiah 13, verse 13. Then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord. This is what the Lord's saying. I done come here to give you what man's saying. I don't care how long they went to school. I come here to give you what God's saying. And we need to start paying attention to what God is saying over what man is saying. Then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord. Behold, I, God is going to do this. Behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings. They go for them, the ones in them high places, right? The kings who sit on David's throne, the priests, the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. I'm going to fill them up with drunkenness, right? Verse 14 says, and I will dash them one against another. God doing it. I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, says the Lord. I will not pity nor spare nor have mercy, but will destroy them. He had mercy in 2020. He had mercy in 2021. Here come destruction next. Because all that pride that he did this year, a few months ago, pride come before destruction. Yeah, if you hear the warning, you take heed, you won't get destroyed. But pride won't let you. It won't let you humble yourself down. See? Verse 15. Watch that pride now. Because God said, I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but will destroy them. Why? Because they didn't listen. And he called them. So he was trying to make them famous and give them some props and praise and glory. Yeah. Yeah, a state of being widely proclaimed. That's renowned. So he tried to do that, but they refused to hear him. So that's why he said he's going to destroy them. They're not going to have pity or spare them. Some people think God will move, or he will move just because they give him a soft story. Man, please. The only reason God moving is because of his faithfulness. He ain't moving because of your soft story. Trust that. Did you have it worse than Jesus? Who was God's son? And people be walking around here talking about they blessed and highly favored. His favorite son, you see what happened to him? Put him on the cross and crucified him. Let him get whooped and everything. You sure? You're blessed and highly favored? Yeah, that's just some good old Christian lingo that they be using now. Right? Yeah, but think about his son and what happened to his son. And yeah, and God will do that to us. But he chastises us for our good. Because the Bible says it pleased God to bruise him. And it only pleased him, he wasn't having fun beating down. It pleased him to bruise him because now he can save the people. That's his thing. Now he can save the people. That's what God wanted to do. All right, we're in Jeremiah chapter 13. Verse 15 says, hear and give ear, and give ear. Do not be proud. Do not be proud, for the Lord has spoken. That's what God's saying now. Give glory to the Lord your God. Don't be giving glory to yourself. Give glory to the Lord your God. You got to be humble to do that. Before he causes darkness, because you will be thinking that what's going on in your life, you the cause of it. You'll be sitting up and talking, I'm a self-made millionaire. No, you ain't. God is in every breath you breathe. And he gave you the power to get wealth. So you ain't never self-made, whether people help you or not. Every breath you breathe, God is in that. So give glory to the Lord, verse 16 says, Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 16, give glory to the Lord your God before he causes darkness. Something going on with the power? Before he causes darkness. I did hear something about that, didn't I? But let's go. Let's read. Before he causes darkness and before your feet stumble on the dark mountains and while you are looking for light, he turns it into the shadow of death. Wow. Yeah. Read verse 16 again. See, God don't play. He never have played. Jeremiah 13. It had been the devil playing us, acting like God is soft and all that. Like, man, please. That's why you got to, stop looking at God from the devil's perspective and look at God from Jesus' perspective. All right? So, do not be proud. Verse 16, Jeremiah 13, give glory to the Lord your God before he causes darkness, before he causes darkness. And who going to help that? Nobody can stop God when he do it. That's why they can't stop coronavirus. Because he causes darkness. Before he causes darkness, I'm sorry, before he causes darkness, and before your feet stumble on the dark mountains, and while you are looking for light, he turns it into the shadow of death and make it dense darkness. Now, remember in Exodus, God made it so dark that they can feel it. Now, this was not his people, but this was the enemies of God. It was so dark that they could feel it, and they stayed in their places 3 whole days. That's how dark it was, and it was dark 3 days. Now, he got the power to do this, and we see right here, it says, give him glory before he causes darkness. And before your feet stumble on the dark mountains, and while you are looking for light, he turns it into the shadow of death instead. So you still won't find light, but then it's going to be darkness going to be turned into death, the shadow of death, and it says, and makes it dense darkness. All you got to do is give glory to God. Verse 17 says, but if you will not hear it, see, there it is, but if you will not hear it, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. My soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears because the Lord's flock has been taken captive. They wouldn't listen to God. And see, you want to listen to God because when you're listening to God, he fights for you. Everything is lined up. Heaven is lined up with you. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When you acknowledging God and you listening to him, doing things his way, okay? But when you go against him, okay, that's not good. Verse 18, Jeremiah chapter 13, it says, say to the king and to the queen mother, humble yourselves. Yeah, this is a lesson of pride. And God let you know, humble yourself though. Sit down, for your rule shall collapse the crown of your glory. So humble yourself, sit down, for your rule shall collapse the crown of your glory. The way you're ruling, it's going to collapse the crown. It's going to mess your glory up. Verse 19 says, the cities of the south shall be shut up, and no one shall open them. Uh-oh, another shutdown? Like last year? The cities of the south, probably going to be worse though. The cities of the south shall be shut up, and no one shall open them. And it says, Judah shall be carried away captive, all of it. It shall be wholly or wholly carried away captive. Judah, lift up your eyes and see those who come from the north. Where is the flock that was given to you? Your beautiful sheep, where are they? What will you say when he punishes you? For you have taught them to be chieftains and to be head of over you. So you have taught them to be chieftains. Chieftains, that's what it says. Instead of captains, it says chieftains. To be head over you. So they the head of the, you taught them to be the head of the chief, huh? Will not pangs seize you like a woman in labor? And if you say in your heart, why have these things come upon me? For the greatness of your iniquity, your skirts have been uncovered. Yeah, for the greatness of your iniquity. Your iniquity makes you naked like that. Yep, put it out there. Your skirts have been uncovered, your heels made bare. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard its spots? Then may you also do good who are accustomed to do evil, huh? If the Ethiopian can change his skin, or the leopard can change his spots, then you also may do good who are accustomed to do evil. In other words, that ain't going to happen. Because the Ethiopian ain't changing his skin. That's America that do that. But then, burnt them. Yes, sir. All right. Verse 24 says, therefore I will scatter them like stubble. Yeah, God is going to scatter them like stubble. That goes for all of your enemies. Whether it be Satan acting up in people, whether it be opposition that's trying to stop you, like this physical when these bills are coming on and you can't pay them or rent or you just lost job, something like that. God about to tell all your enemies, don't worry about it. You trust God. He the one that planned your life out before you even got where you are now. Before you even get into the future, guess what? God already worked it out for you. stick with God. All right? So it says, therefore I will scatter them like stubble, scatter them like stubble that passes away by the wind of the wilderness. Verse 25, Jeremiah chapter 13 says, this is your lot. This is your lot, the portion of your measures from me, says the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. That goes for everybody who have forgotten about God and forgot how powerful he is and forgot that he's the one that's in control, and they trusted in falsehood instead. Yeah. All that falsehood with these pushing these vaccines, they're not working. They tell you they're not 100% even when you get them. They tell you you can still get coronavirus. Mm-hmm. That's what y'all trust in, though. Y'all trusting in falsehood, and you forgot God. That's dangerous. Because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Therefore, I will uncover your skirts over your face. Yeah. I'm going to pull your skirt over your face because you're acting like a... Why you acting like a beep? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I took it back to the bounce right quick. All right, but yeah, let's bring it back to the 2021 right quick because that's what God's saying. Therefore, I will uncover your skirts over your face, that your shame may appear. I have seen your adulteries and your lustful neighings. Mm-hmm. All your adulteries, all your lustful neighings, the lewdness of your harlotry, the lewdness, the lustfulness, the corruptness of your whoredom, right? Harlotry. Your abominations on the hills, in the fields. Lustful, lewdness, abomination. Woe to you, O Jerusalem. Will you still not be made clean? And if God is dealing with he is like this. Jerusalem. Now everything belongs to him, but this is how the ones that forget him get handled. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Yeah, God ain't playing about us forgetting him and living like he ain't the truth. Living like this word ain't true, man, please. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shout out again to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. We on this hip-hop Bible study. Teaching Tuesdays is what we call it. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, we'll be right back, man. When we come back, we're getting into part number 3, which will be Matthew chapter 1. Then we're going to get up out of here. So Matthew chapter 1, when we come back, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Be right back.
Right. It's real now. It's life. It's hopping off the pages. Meaning like you watching it go down right in front of you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't stop what's meant to be.
Yeah.
Come on, believe it. No man coming to God except through Christ. No man. The cornerstone, the light.
Light.
Holding the truth, yeah, we fight. But the mission to bring lost to Christ. So blind and they called at the depths. Come on, hold us to intercept. We go hard for the Lord, we ain't finished yet. No hell for the saved, one place back. Christ still on his word, he ain't lied yet. Now the first thing to die at the right time. Execution of the fallen angel, check the rhyme. Been in Zechariah, reading out a double time. Not a double portion, look inside and what you find. Take the physical and break it down the mineral. Individual, whether for the pride or the pitiful. Turning the dust. And you ain't live us, it's automatic, been in that working the trust to what you discuss, man, what you talk about? Race fade in the news feed for the fools, loose schools for the masses, where the tools, tough guy got a gun and he shot who? Palm, never scared cause I keep peace, got hands so I don't need a new piece, we gon' see trust Christ, never lose sleep, drop flame and incinerate the new sleep, new sleep, who's he?
Yeah, who is he?
When the Lord returns, he shall return with fire and fervent heat. Even the elements shall melt.
It goes down right in front of you. Off the pages. The great controversy is real. And this don't pertain to no economic status, no color of skin. This is a heaven and hell type thing, you know? The
what's going down right in front of you. Off the page,
come on.
Called by the Lord on high to live life. Absorb in the one accord, the insight. Rhyme cause I've been inspired by his light. Sealed in the time that's real, the raw deal. Called to the light despite how I feel. It ain't about me, it's all for his will. I'm just a vessel that rests until I'm killed. Feeling like Paul, writing letters and all. Still staying tall, the kids call me daddy. Don't drive a caddy, I'm more like my mother. Feeling like a prince, defenses to Christ. When Doug cried, we tell them that's the other side of life. Outcast, waiting for the bus pass. Had dinner for the youngest off the train track. So when they hop up on the mic and do they rap thing, I hope and pray to God that they spit facts. Put my feet inside the Christ and I'm all changed. Specifically pertaining to the right track. Read Ephesians and taking in the light ray. Jesus is the ultimate, get back. You see God for your life, get right now. This is more than the rap, put the mic down. You see the devil got rappers, so I pick up. Going harder than the secular for every cup. Man, why?
Whoa. Come on. Jesus. Nah. Whoa, get it. Right now.
Fighting addictions, got the minor afflictions of a man. Praying to Christ, I know we understand. Please take it away, my battle every day. I'm staying far from the lust, I need the upper hand. Quick to make a deposit, put the prayer in the closet. Whether sweat in the sauna, it's the proof in the armor. Break the teeth of piranha, take the heart of the shark. And not believing in karma, just a father. Raise the level of knowledge, raise the level of faith. And never breaking the grave, we got our eyes on the throne. You better leave it alone, unless they talk of repentance. And bearing the witness, forgiveness. Set free for instance, no senses. For the Savior, he loves us relentless. God for us, who be against us. We deserve in the quote unquote Christians. You see the truth is, you was created in the image of God. Therefore Satan hates God, you have a designated enemy. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. Have faith in him unto death, and you shall see eternal life. Down. Out the rips in the corridor, I let it praise off my lips, it is for the Lord. We in the times and the times, no one never fall. No matter what the circumstance, stay up in his hand. And it's the working of the Father with the master plan. Don't try to minimize the fact he gave him mercy to us. And it's the truest, I'm a minister inside the music. We're seeing people, we ain't seeing Jesus get us through it. The heart reigns and the Lord taking resident. Body is the temple, let the people witness repentance, grace and Jesus forgiveness. I've seen it, love with no limit, I tell you I mean it. And just cause I rap it, you holding the judgment. We penalize Judas, and how could you really not love it, you brethren? Step on the pearl, see you in heaven. Back to this warfare, back to this warfare. Powered by the Christ, I'ma kick it up a notch. He gon' show you what it is, he gon' show you what it's not. He gon' offer eternal life, he can keep you on his watch. What mocha we ask for? Killing the Lucifer. I'm making it point blank, I'm making it give thanks. And I ain't deceived by the industry think tanks. So tell me what you think, it's all what the words say. Hey, more than a rap hit, scripturally accurate. And in the spiritual deliver Satan the lashes. It's deeper than rap hits, to the faith that we practice. No matter what we do, we persecuted for action. Crushing the magic, quicker than hat tricks. And look who understand it, it's the sheep of the cast. Incredibly massive, the mic can imagine. With Jesus coming back inside the fire, what's happening?
Come on!
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Revelation 21:3.
Hallelujah with you. Alright. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. We on this hip hop Bible study. Teaching Tuesdays. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Bible study though. Where we feed our faith. Yeah, and this is where we get our faith in God from. By hearing his word. All right, so part one, we finished that up already. That was 2 Samuel, chapter number 19 for part one. Part two, we just finished that. That was Jeremiah, chapter 13. All right, part three, we starting over in these Gospels. So let's go to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter number 1. And we starting at verse number 1. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 1. All right. Matthew, chapter number 1. All right. Every family member of God is important. Remember that. Every family member of God. Every one of them is important. A lot of people about to get rid with their family during these times and stuff like that. But if you're not in God's family, even though that family that you see is real, they don't mean nothing. That's vain too. You need to be in God's family. And you could even enjoy life, you know what I'm saying, with your family. But you got to have God first. Okay? And sometimes your family won't like that you got God. But hey, keep God first. You know what I'm talking about? God over everything, God over everybody, including family. Yeah, some people got their family in God's place. Your family is not your God. Your husband, your wife is not your God. Your children are not your God. That job, sure enough, ain't your God. Okay? That shot, that jab you got, that ain't your God. It's not going to keep you alive. It's not going to keep death off of you. Jesus can, though. All right, so Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 says, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. So right now, the genealogy is what we call the family tree. So that's what we're about to go through in these first few verses here. So the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. This is how you can trace Jesus' bloodline right here. Okay? The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob begat Judah and his brothers. It's all Israel, right? Judah and his brothers. Judah begat Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram. Ram begat Amminadab. Amminadab begat Nahshon. And Nahshon begat Salmon. Salmon begat Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begat Obed by Ruth. Obed begat Jesse, or had Jesse instead of begat, okay? And Jesse had David, or begat David. Well, he ain't have, I'm just saying. The mama pushed him out. Jesse begat David, the king. David, the king, begat Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah, Bathsheba. Solomon begat Rehoboam. Rehoboam begat Abijah, and Abijah begat Asa. Asa begat Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begat Joram. Joram begat Uzziah. Uzziah begat Jotham. Jotham begat Ahaz, and Ahaz begat Hezekiah. See, some of these names you're going to recognize. Hezekiah begat Manasseh. Manasseh begat Amon. And Amon begat Josiah. Josiah begat Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begat Shealtiel. And Shealtiel begat Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begat Abiud. Abiud begat Eliakim. Eliakim begat Azor. Azor begat Zadok. Heard her name earlier. Zadok begat Achim. Achim begat Eliud. Eliud begat Eleazar. Eleazar begat Matthew. Matthew begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. I'm going to read verse 16 again. Matthew chapter 1, verse 16, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Okay? So all the generation from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the captivity of Babylon or 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. I wonder if we in the 14th generation now, because everything was in 14 right there. All right. Verse 18 says, now the birth of Jesus Christ. Let's get it. The birth of Jesus Christ. Now, they're getting ready to celebrate his birth, but see, Satan got people fooled even then because they keep turning Jesus into a baby every Christmas. What in the world is going on? Why Jesus turned to a baby every Christmas? But then we sitting up here getting old. Talking about, Lordy, Lordy, look who 40. Nifty, gifty, I done made 50. Oh, or did that rhyme with 60? But yeah, man, we finishing it up too. Don't worry, we getting ready. All right, Matthew chapter number 1. Verse 18 says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed or engaged to Joseph, before they came together intimately, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Okay? She's pregnant out of wedlock. She's not married to her husband, but her husband didn't get her pregnant, and neither did any man but the Holy Spirit. She was found with child of the Holy Spirit. On a virgin womb. God moved that. He moved on the virgin womb. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. Why? Because he ashamed because she's pregnant and they ain't married. Verse 20 says, but while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. See how we don't have to. We're not on our own. God is involved. He's very involved, especially when you submitting to him. Then his angels get involved too. So you're going to love when God intervenes in your life, I'm telling you. While it says, but while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife. Do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. They ain't got nothing to do with it. Man didn't put it there. Man didn't put the baby there, the Holy Spirit. All right? Which is, that was, it's conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Now, just wanted to say something about, what it was, Genesis? When the sons of God looked at the daughters of men and went into them, right? Okay. Now, the Holy Spirit. Okay? She conceived. And it wasn't no, it just the Holy Spirit came upon her and then she got pregnant. Okay? God don't need to do, you know, how he designed it for us to do. He overrides what he designed for us. Okay, so he designed it, but it don't stop him. Right? Verse 21 says, and she will bring forth a son. She's going to bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. That's where the name Jesus comes from. Who's talking right here? The angel in verse 20 is talking. So the angel from heaven that works for God gave Jesus the name Jesus. Gave the baby the name Jesus, right? You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Verse 22 says, so all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child. Uh-huh. The virgin shall be pregnant. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Yeah, give me some upbeat. Upbeat music. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep. Yeah, Emmanuel. There it is again. So Jesus and Emmanuel. You see that? The angel is still speaking. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. That comes from the Old Testament. Call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. That's who Jesus is. Jesus is God with us. That's why you need Jesus. That's why the devil don't want nobody believing in Jesus, because Jesus is God with us. Jesus is who? He is God with us. Not a God, not a religion, but he is God, the Almighty, with us. Emmanuel. Verse 24 says, then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So they didn't have more sons or nothing until Jesus was birthed. Okay? So he didn't even know her intimately or anything until Jesus was born. And after Jesus was born, then he had more brothers and sisters after that. You know what I'm saying? But Jesus let us know then that your physical family, we was talking about it earlier, your physical family is not more important than your God family. Because it's an instance in your Bible where Jesus' mother, that's Mary, and his brothers and sisters were out there outside looking for Jesus while he was in the temple teaching. And he didn't get up. When his physical family was looking for him, he didn't get up. And they asked him, like, why are you not going out there to get your mother and your brother? They calling for you. And Jesus was like, man, who are my mothers and brothers and sisters? And then he pointed. He looked around and pointed around the room at everybody. He said, these are my mothers and brothers and sisters. For everybody who does the will of God, those are my mothers and brothers and sisters. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Teaching Tuesdays. We wrapped it up again. Another one. But yeah, we'll be back next time. Appreciate everybody tuning in. I have you tuned in. We'll be back next time when hip-hop meets the Christ. Peace out.
Yeah. Save time, man. Revolution. Yeah. Blessed. By the hand of Jesus Christ.
And as I bear my soul to the world, you understand what it means to carry your cross and see Christ with no loss. Catch a glimpse of my living, how I'm talking in everything, the vision I live in. So come and kick it, revolution, the renegade, and generation revelation. And what they talking about, politics is in the prayer. And I'ma sing it loud, never been nobody stabbed. The double time or the regular rapping the snap. My only concern is watching tables turn on the Satan, and increasing the levels of love waiting. And through the pits and the perils of what they call life, I'm dying easily, baby, it ain't no wrong or right. It's just as long as I'm breathing, I do it for the reason. Select a demon and execute him in any season. And this is what you call flame, the rap game. Incinerator spit, octane, a hot man. And it's the right thing for man. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for man. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Hey, and it's the right thing for me. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Mr. Revolution, press the issue. I'm making sure that we press on the gospel voice, pen, pad, and pencil. Last day's record's now official. I'm making sure we glorify the Lord of servitude. It's essential, light burden, never heavy mental. See, we get it together. None perishes, Christ with us, so who against us? Beat the enemy senseless. Rap music, repentance, evil soul, defenseless, spirit religious. Jesus still blessing us daily. In this time where they sodomize innocent babies, or the mind slavery. Rewind time, what you find is crazy. Like the Nephilim, the sin is the common factor, death of men. But on arrival of Christ, he gave us life again. But some choose to refuse and let the lesson in. And some sit up in the church with a proud look. And some scientists know that they really lie. And real recognize real hell is deep fried. And I ain't in the preaching fear, man, get it right. Revolution now alive, I was born to ride. To teach Christ before I died in eternal life. And it's the right thing for man. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for man. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless.
hey, and it's the right thing for me. We giving life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We giving life through the Christ and it's priceless. I've been touched by the hand of God. What should I say, Jesus? I know that some of y'all hating that, but what's the reason? Scared to say his name, I'd rather say it plain. That's why I'm untouchable with this rap thing. And if you need a prayer, we take it right there. And teach Christ, make a dream out of nightmare. And we fight fair, and that's why the victory is validated anywhere. In the end, who really gon' care? Bilderberg, say word, when they is wicked, let us pray, it's in the air. And on the verge of the world, love, I ain't a politician. See, all I do is see Christ and stay on the mission. In the position of rapping, I keep it popping with status and still serving them doubters with much fire and power. You know the boy ready, keep it reeling up. 100 in last days, keep on drilling up. You're feeling up, so never ask if it's really up. Bringing it down strong, the pressure is building up. Deliver the fire, we on the line. We rap Christ till life expire. We on it together forever, forever. And that's real till we meet up somewhere in the weather. And then the music never tripping if they say it better. I put it in stone until the day I'm gone, kicking that raw flow. But you know what I was born for. And it's the right thing for me. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Hey, and it's the right thing for me. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Hey.
Yeah. Danger, giants, battle is my story. But alone, I won't know. That's my glory. Shadows who cannot hide me. Oh, my king will fight. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Since death died, wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, my. That power made a point. Next slide. Yeah. Ripping this side. Shoes ain't Gucci. I just keep my foot on reptiles. Yeah. Coming for my neck now. When the game about to end, you expect fouls. Oh vanity, Satan try to cancel me. I don't feel your plan for me. I just made a canopy. When you come to handle me, there's another hand on me. Even when they all abandon me, I got the destiny, I see no enemy.
Yeah.
this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.